Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As we found out yesterday, weather can turn on its heels not only in an instant, but over the course of several weeks or a month. What kind of changes can we expect this summer in weather for crop production?
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey offers an outlook, including...
We are watching the western and central U.S. for the possibility of drought expansion or intensification. We do expect consistently hot conditions along and west of a line from Montana to the southern plains. Heat could contribute to an active western wildfire season.
As for the eastern half of the nation...
Long-range forecast tools have been consistent in showing wetness developing in the eastern U.S. even before the start of hurricane season.
Rippey says the Rockies is the apparent dividing line between hotter weather in the west, cooler to the east.
That implies we could have more of a northwesterly flow coming into the upper Midwest, but that's not necessarily a good thing in terms of rainfall because it cuts off that Gulf and Atlantic moisture from reaching up into that region. So a little concern that it could be a cool drought in places like the Dakotas this summer.
And as for the weather outlook for late summer and early fall, the August to October period, Rippey offers this breakdown.
Still looks like a hot forecast for the western U.S., possibly in the deep south and the east as well. Maybe a little bit more favorable in the upper Midwest.
As for possible long-range precipitation, or lack thereof,
model consensus suggests the southwest could finally get some good drought relief with the monsoon season starting in July and beyond. And then tropical moisture, organized or not, could lead to wet weather in the eastern U.S. later this year continuing. Ridge of high pressure may be kind of tilted a little bit, oriented from northwest through Texas. That's where your heat may be concentrated. Monsoon possibilities in the southwest, tropical rains in the southeast, and still that kind of pesky dry or drought signal for the northern plains, far upper Midwest. And the models have been very consistent the last few months in forecasting some type of dry signal for that area. So that is a concern, especially where drought already exists.
Rippey makes the caveat regarding long range weather forecast and predictions.
These are 90 or 92 day averages, so you can have a lot of variability within this forecast, and obviously timely rains are critical when it comes to agriculture, so how it's distributed does matter.
And even as we discovered yesterday how rain amounts are distributed, even across a small region like the eastern Dakotas and northern Minnesota. By the way, in speaking with broadcasters recently when we were in Washington, D.C., Rippey was the first person I heard to use the term cool drought. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.